This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And there's good news that God has a plan for my life, and it includes some point, some juncture in my life where I say yes to Jesus Christ and say, I do believe that He is who He claimed to be. I do accept Him as the Lord of my life. And that's what witnessing is. You think it's a tragedy that a man would have a Stradivarius that hadn't been played for 147 years? That's nothing compared to a man or woman who's been changed by the grace of God, and get this, who keeps his or her mouth shut. That's a tragedy. That is a tragedy. We're simply one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. I don't know if any of you remember a man by the name of Harold Morris. He wrote a book called Twice Pardoned. Harold Morris was from Georgia. He was sent to prison for a murder that he did not commit. Some of you know the details of that story better than I can recall them. I just know he went to prison for a murder that he didn't commit and eventually was exonerated and pardoned by the governor of Georgia. While he was in prison, he was taking what's called a witnessing course from some church organization where he had work that he did, that he filled out and sent it back. Because when you're in prison, you don't go to class, obviously, like you do outside of prison. But one of the assignments in the material that he was given was he had to witness to several people in where he was. And when you're a prisoner, guess who you witness to? It's either a guard or a prisoner. And Harold Morris decided to pick the roughest guy in the prison. His nickname was Railroad. He had a railroad-type scar that went from the top of his right ear down to the end of his mouth, hence the nickname Railroad. The meanest, baddest guy in the prison, a murderer. And so he went to visit him in his cell, and he said, Railroad, I'm taking this course in witnessing, and I've got to ask you some questions. And the first question, he doesn't even look up at him. He's just got his pencil. He said, Railroad, are you a Christian? He said, Railroad said, what did you say? Like he'd said something vile. He said, are you a Christian? He said, I'll just put down no. And then he checked no very quickly. But over a period of about a half hour to 45 minutes, one question led to another. One answer led to another answer. And much shock to Harold Morris, the last question was this: Railroad, do you think you would want to accept Jesus Christ into your life to forgive you of your sins and to give you a new start on life? And I don't remember the exact wording. And Harold expected Railroad to say, no way. Get out of here. And Railroad looked at him with a tear in his eye and said, Harold, if it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. If it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. I don't know what happened to Railroad. I don't have some great story to tell you that he became an evangelist, you know, and travels the country. He's still in prison, I'm sure. But let me tell you what that's an example of. One beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. One hopeless person telling another hopeless person, here's where you find hope. One unlovable person telling another unlovable person, here's where you find love. It's in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what it means to witness. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, I have an announcement to make. You witness every day because of who you are and what you are, how you talk, what you say, how you look at people. Everything we do is a witness. You don't take a course in witnessing because why? You already are a witness. You're somebody who has heard something, you've seen something, and you've experienced something. It's called the grace of God. The grace of God. Let's pray together. Well, my continual prayer for every listener to Cross Hope is that they have experienced the grace of God. They have seen the change that can happen in their life, not because they got religion, but because they found Christ. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.